Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Heather, how are you?
Hi, Heather.
Wonderful to meet you and see you here.
It's my pleasure.
Sherm, I'm excited from all the things that you have sprinkled a little bit about your past and your expertise and your awards and lifetime achievement. And it's great to speak with you. Love to hear you introduce yourself and hear all about your two companies and more.
Well, my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. It's always great to be at the Sherm Atlanta Conference. I think there's a good chance that I've been to more of these conferences than anyone in the room.
I think
this might be about my 35th Sherm Atlanta Conference. But no, it's an honor to be here. So I've been in the HR business for 30-some years. Was in corporate HR for about 12, mostly with Pricewaterhouse, which is now PwC, and then with Accenture.
Wow.
And 26 years ago, started our first company, Talent Connections. And we are known for doing HR executive search. So we help great HR leaders find great HR roles.
Oh my gosh, that's excellent. Do you have any particular market sectors or any and all market sectors?
It's really across the board in terms of industry, size of companies, private, public, nonprofit. It's HR, right? So, we have literally served like every industry you can imagine, a who's who of Atlanta's companies, Atlanta's brands. We've been so blessed. Tila Jackson, I got to give a shout out to Tila. So Tila heads up our HR search practice.
Oh, nice.
And we've worked together for 19 years. She's walking around here somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
President of Sherm Atlanta in 2014. So yeah, so we love to not only support HR as a profession, but also to help advance the professional.
Oh my gosh, that's like a very strong combination. How do people find you, seek you out, like given your, you know, 35 plus years of experience, how do they find you? And obviously you're very well known in the community, but how does all that work?
Yeah, you know, it's networking, right? And back in the day, I think the first 10, 15 years of the company, I think I met every HR leader in Atlanta for coffee at one point or another.
Yes.
Now things are done differently. But, you know, we've got to know folks through that, through putting out events for HR leaders. We do a lot of that. We obviously have served as leaders in the profession, Sherm Atlanta, Sherm Georgia, Sherm National, Sherm Foundation, on. And so we've met a lot of folks that way. And, you know, all of us have been in HR, so we've been in the chair. So we bring a unique perspective to our client where, you know, they say, oh, I need a head of talent acquisition. Well, you know, we maybe have been in that role. I mean, I've been in that role.
Sure.
And so we can really, when we help them find the talent they want, you know, we have just a better perspective for that matchmaking, right? I mean, our business is really all about matchmaking.
Yeah.
Not dating, but
right.
But matching HR leaders to
the right organization.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What led you to want to be in the HR arena?
You know, I started my career as an auditor at Pricewaterhouse. I was an accounting major and just didn't like auditing. And I loved it when Pricewaterhouse would go back to the college campuses, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Auburn, right? Recruiting the next crop of accounting majors to come to Pricewaterhouse. So I would volunteer to do it all the time. And a year into my audit career, the recruiter at Pricewaterhouse in Atlanta left the firm. And the partners came to me and said, hey, would you be willing to help out in recruiting for 3 or 4 months? And
awesome.
I said, absolutely, would love to do that. So about 4 months later, college recruiting season was over. And they said, okay, it's time for you to go back into audit. We're now going to hire a recruiter. And I said, no, that's my job.
I
moved into HR and spent 6 more years in HR at Pricewaterhouse and then just had an HR career ever since.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Tom, you had mentioned you've been to 35 of these Sherm-type events and business expos. Over what extended period of time, would you say?
Well, I joined Sherm Atlanta. I'm scared to admit. I think it was in 1988, so a long time ago. And so coming to the Sherm Atlanta Conference, you know, I mean, just a great place to obviously learn, to connect, you know, to celebrate the profession. I mean, so many good things, right?
I can only imagine how everything has changed within the industry since that time. What have been some of the biggest changes that you've seen?
Well, I mean, truly, just the impact of HR, right? I mean, back in the day, if you thought of the roles that were in HR, I mean, you had your head of HR, you had your recruiter, you had your compensation person, you had a training person. That was HR.
I mean,
exactly. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, now the sophistication, the extent of HR, the technology, right? We're talking about HR tech, the legal aspects of HR, the diversity, the candidate experience, right? When you're hiring people.
Yeah.
Just so many things, right? And so HR, you know, truly is a differentiator. When you look at the best places to work, And if you look under the hood, they've got great HR. I mean, they have great HR leaders. They have a great HR department. They have invested in HR. Here's an interesting thing. Companies often see HR as a cost. Well, okay, it's a cost, of course. Everything a company does is a cost, right? But should we look at it as a cost or an investment?
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing, is that if they look at it as a cost, what do we do with the cost? We try to eliminate it. We try to minimize it. It's a bad thing. So HR is a bad thing? Wait a minute. If we look at HR as an investment, what do we do with an investment? We reinvest in it.
Yeah.
We celebrate it. We manage it. We optimize it. Nurture it, right? So if you think of it, what is the biggest investment a company has? It's people.
It's people.
It's HR.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got to get to thinking that HR is more than just a cost.
But it's people, which is, of course, true. But people are being replaced now with technology in certain areas. Where do you see the future of HR going?
Well, I mean, you're always going to need people. People work for people. You know, you always have the personality challenges that you have to deal with, right? So, I mean, there's always going to be a need for great HR. Plus, great HR has to figure out what technology, you know, we need as a company, right? So I think it's a great enabler. I mean, we're never going to, let's take recruiting and hiring. We're never going to get to the point where a hiring manager goes to their laptop, presses three buttons, and on Monday, the perfect new hire shows up for work.
Right,
well, no,
on.
Of course not, right? So we have to find the people, talk to the people, meet the people, interview the people, and then choose the best one, and then they come to work on Monday, right? So, you know, unless we totally get rid of people, there'll be a great place for HR.
Tell us about your other company as well.
The other company I have is called Career Spa, and Career Spa started 16 years ago. And we work with companies who are downsizing folks or so kind of work with people who are unemployed or misemployed, right? Unemployed, pretty straightforward. Misemployed means you have a job, but it's not the job you want, right? Could be the boss, could be the commute.
Is that a unique term? I've never heard that term
before. You
haven't
heard misemployed?
Yeah. Okay.
I've used it for a long time. But so, yeah, we want to really not just help job seekers get a job. We want to teach people how to manage their career. That's a different thing, right? How do you optimize your career? How do you make sure that it's not a job?
Exactly.
Right?
The job that you just go through the motions every day. I've been
too many people think it's a means to an end. It's a means to money.
Right.
And something to do, right? And then that drives the house we're in and everything else. That's backwards.
No.
You know, my wife's a 35-year nurse. Well, I will tell you, she is not in nursing for the money.
Okay? Right, right.
It's sad to say, but she's in it because she's called to be a nurse, right?
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah, because we need good nurses.
Oh, like, my gosh, what a blessing.
I'm bragging on her now, but she's a really good nurse.
Yes, no, that's,
right?
I love
so
hearing
she's
that.
Doing it the right way. She's following her calling and her purpose, and then nursing just happens to be the channel, right, and happens to be the path to have a vocation that's in line with purpose.
Yes, fulfilling your dreams, living your destiny, being in the right place, company.
Exactly, all those
working
things.
With the right manager. Having a nice culture,
yes.
All those things are so important to
yes.
folks. Definitely were to me
yes.
when I was working,
yes.
you know, in different
right.
big
right.
corporations. So,
right.
are you based in Atlanta? Or?
We're based in Atlanta. You might ask where our office is. We don't have an office.
That's cool.
So we were for 26 years now. We've been virtual. So we've been virtual before. It was cool to be virtual.
Yeah,
and it's worked out for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, tell us anything else that you would love the world to know about your companies. You, what's on the horizon for the rest of the year for your
companies?
Yeah,
well, for us, we are expanding nationally. So I will admit that for 25 years, we have almost intentionally not expanded nationally. That may sound crazy, but we've gone really deep in Atlanta and Georgia, and we've been honored to serve here. And, you know, I think we're very well known here. I've been told we're very well respected here. But it's time to take what we have here, find other key people, other leaders in other markets that want to take what we have and serve there. And so we're really excited about that. We celebrated our 25th anniversary last year, had a big gala. I took my leadership team and spouses on a cruise.
So awesome.
We had a great time. My wife got a bobblehead for each one of them. If you want to, anybody listening out there, if you want to do something awesome for your friends, family, coworkers, get them a custom-made bobblehead. It's just,
so
it was off the charts fun. Yeah, so now we each have a bobblehead that looks just like us.
I love
it. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
I'm very excited to have met you and know you, and I look forward to continuing the conversation, and congratulations.
Thank you very
How
much.
How can people find you? So,
well, they can go to either of our websites, talentconnections.net or careerspa.net.
Excellent.
They're both .net. yeah, we just like helping people, and go HR.
Go HR.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much,
Tom.
Yeah.